Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Gummer, narrated by Rosalind Landor. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prelude of the Founder of the Danish House. Lo, praise of the prowess of people kings, of spear-armed Danes, in days long sped we have heard, and what honour the athelings won. Oft Skilder the Skeving from squadroned foes, from many a tribe the mead-bench tore, awing the earls. Since erst he lay, friendless, a foundling, fate repaid him, for he waxed under welkin, in wealth he throve, till before him the folk, both far and near, who housed by the whale-path, heard his mandate, gave him gifts, a good king he. To him an heir was afterward born, a son in his halls, whom heaven sent to favour the folk, feeling their woe, that erst they had lacked an earl for leader so long a while. The Lord endowed him, the wielder of wonder, with world's renown. Famed was this Beowulf. Far flew the boast of him, son of Skilder, in the Scandian lands. So becomes it a youth to quit him well with his father's friends, by fee and gift, that to aid him, aged in after days, come warriors willing, should war draw nigh, liege men loyal. By lauded deeds shall an earl have honour in every clan. Forth he fared at the fated moment, sturdy Skilder, to the shelter of God. Then they bore him over to ocean's billow, loving clansmen, as late he charged them, while wielded words the winsome Skilder, the leader beloved who long had ruled. In the roadstead rocked a ring-dight vessel, ice-flecked, outbound, Aethling's barge. There laid they down their darling lord, on the breast of the boat, the breaker of rings, by the mast the mighty one. Many a treasure fetched from far was freighted with him. No ship have I known so nobly dight, with weapons of war and weeds of battle, with breastplate and blade. On his bosom lay a heaped hoard, that hence should go far o'er the flood with him floating away. No less these loaded the lordly gifts, Thane's huge treasure, than those had done who in former time forth had sent him, sole on the seas a suckling child. High o'er his head they hoist the standard, a gold-wove banner. Let billows take him, gave him to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?